12,000 years of history celebrated right here in Lubbock. Hello everyone, I'm Katie Allen and this is Academicast, brought to you by Texas Tech University. The Lubbock Lake National Historic Landmark, a unit of the Museum of Texas Tech University, is an archaeological and natural history preserve located at the northern edge of the city of Lubbock. 2011 marks the 75th year of discovery at the landmark, which contains evidence of ancient people on the southern high plains. Eileen Johnson, director of the landmark, explains what the landmark entails.
The landmark is one of the largest known hunter-gatherer sites in the New World. We're over 330 acres in extent, and we know that the sediments and the stratigraphy and the records really extend beyond those boundaries, so this is a minimum acreage. The landmark has a virtually complete late quaternary record for the last at least 12,000 years, looking at the stratigraphy, the geology of this area, looking at the cultural record, the different peoples, looking at the natural history of the area, looking at the changing waterways. All these records combine to produce one of the most detailed records that we know of, certainly for hunter-gatherers in the New World.
The landmark is currently used as a field laboratory for geology, soils, and radiocarbon dating research. To find out about the 75 years of discovery events at the landmark, log on to today.ttu.edu. A Texas Tech graduate student recently received global honors. Engineering student George Laity of Arlington, Texas, was recently awarded a $5,000 fellowship from the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, Dielectrics and Electrical Insulation Society. Laity was one of only five doctoral students worldwide to receive the award. His successful educational career has previously earned him fellowships from NASA and the Texas Space Grant Consortium. We continue with our integrated scholar series, this time shining the spotlight on Dr. Sam Bradley, a faculty member in the College of Mass Communications. Here's Provost Bob Smith with more.
Dr. Sam Bradley is a winner of college-level teaching awards and is the recipient of student evaluations rated in the top 10% among faculty members in the College of Mass Communications. In addition to his outstanding teaching, he is a leading researcher of human responses to a variety of media productions. Interestingly, Dr. Bradley developed an interest in communications media at a very young age.
I grew up in a media family. About the time I was three, my parents opened an advertising agency. Before that, my dad had worked in radio for many years, had been president and general manager of a radio station. So literally every conversation around the dinner table was about something about the media industry.
Dr. Bradley's research offers understanding of how the brain interprets messages, along with providing valuable insight into how communications may more effectively target audience interest, all the while differentiating between messages that work and those that don't.
With commercials going to 15 and 10 seconds now, there's not much time with the consumer. We're looking at what are the properties of television commercials that elicit attention, that lead to memory, change attitudes, and create a positive emotional response. Kevin Roberts, who's CEO of Saatchi & Saatchi, one of the largest ad agencies in the world, wrote a book called Love Marks and talked about people's emotional bonds with brands. And it may sound foolish at first, but we did a study, it's under review at an academic journal, we did a study where we looked at physiological responses to just brand logos, just showing somebody a logo of Disney or Volkswagen or Coca-Cola, Ford or Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you get physiological responses that are highly correlated with strong, positive feelings, very much like you'd show them a photo of a loved one or something like that.
Dr. Bradley has developed and taught courses such as The Principles of Advertising, Advertising Campaigns, and Mass Communications Research Methods. Many of his courses have repeat student enrollees, in part because Dr. Bradley applies active learning approaches in all of his teaching efforts.
I really like connecting with young people. I like the big lecture hall, so I'm okay in a graduate seminar with six, seven people. That's fun, too. But 170 people in a lecture hall, 170 students, trying to keep them engaged. If I can't keep them engaged, well, I'm failing, because I study human attention and memory, right? This is what I know. So we do a lot of active learning assignments. We do things to break up the monotony of just me talking. If you look at any research done on, as I say, me talk, you listen, the 24-hour, 48-hour retention is almost nil. And I can tell you that both as a teacher and a researcher. So what I do, even with a big class, is try to find creative ways to get them engaged with the material, to get them working, to get them thinking. And if you do that with active learning, the retention is so much higher, tenfold higher.
Above all, Dr. Bradley hopes to teach his students how to turn good work into great work and watch them succeed in their future careers.
One of the things I always talk about, and my students hear it a lot, is that good is the enemy of great. That if you produce something good and you're satisfied with it, then you'll never produce something great. And that's especially true with advertising writing. A good ad is, at best, always just going to be a good ad. You can't turn a good ad into a great ad. What you have to do is to know that it's Monday night, maybe midnight, I have an ad due in ad writing tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, and I've got a good ad here. I could turn it in. To get the best out of the students, I have to talk them into throwing that away. This isn't like an English essay that you can revise and make better. This is a whole creative concept in maybe 6 or 7, 8 words and one illustration. You can't make that much better if it's just a good idea. And it's getting the students to push themselves, to look at the wastebasket, take this ad that would probably be a B in the class, and throw it away and completely start over at midnight when the ad's due in 10 hours. Trying to get that out of students, that's one of the great joys of my life.
It is evident that Dr. Bradley has a passion for his craft and enjoys helping students learn the value of communications and, more specifically, advertising. We would like to congratulate and thank Dr. Bradley for his highly effective, integrated scholarly work here at Texas Tech. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. Making resolutions and kicking bad habits might seem difficult to manage long term, but common sense and the concept of social validity can tell us behavior changes are simple if participants willingly accept the path for change. Stacy Carter, an assistant professor in the College of Education, has researched social validity and recently published a book titled The Social Validity Manual, which is the only book of its kind. Dr. Carter says to make people happier about behavioral change treatments, researchers must make practical sense of social validity research.
Researchers spend a lot of time looking at statistical validity and reliability of the treatments that they develop. And this is a little bit more practical aspect of it that researchers sometimes ignore. They may develop a treatment that has very good statistical validity and is very reliable, but then the consumers won't use it or practitioners won't use it in their everyday practice.
Dr. Carter's book has been awarded the College of Education Faculty Book Award and currently is nominated for the President's Faculty Book Award university-wide. I'm Katie Allen for Academicast.